Hi guys, Jay's here. Hi everyone, happy holidays. I'm so grateful to be here. Pause, Jay. I know. That's kind of like the topic for today, gratitude. And I hope everyone has been having a lovely holiday. You've been out with your friends. You know, I always say create beautiful memories. You've been to the concerts, to the beach. Like, I've been living through a lot of people's snaps and on the gram. So I know a lot of people had a good time. I was mostly at home, by the way. I was just at home eating, and that's what I wanted for myself for this particular year. So why gratitude? I didn't want to just have a conversation about lessons I learned, which is something I'm going to talk about as well. But I wanted to just look at it from a point of being grateful, being thankful. I know whenever I start the episodes and I always say, thank you so much. I'm grateful for being here again, because my pastor always says that if you can think, you can thank. What that means for me is the fact that when you think about certain things, or if you can just sit down for a minute and think about situations, your environment, things that you've been through, there are so many things to be thankful for. You know, even if things are not going your way, there's so many things to be thankful for. And that's just why I said, you know what? Let's do gratitude. Let's just have a conversation about the things that we're grateful for, right? Let's look at it from, hey, the positives. What are you thankful for in 2021, guys? I know that you're going to enjoy this episode. And you know, I always say, if you're about to listen to my episode or the episode or our episode, that you should grab your favorite snack. But hey, we've been snacking all holiday. So I know you probably have one snack under your bed or something. And even if you don't have a snack by your side, it's okay. You can take my voice anywhere and you can just grab your snack or not. It's fine either way. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. I know I enjoyed creating it for you guys as always. And you're welcome to this special holiday bonus episode titled Gratitude. It's my own wrap up. Enjoy. Hi. So I know I kind of like started talking about gratitude in the intro, but here we're going to dice it. We're going to chop it up. We'll fry it with egg and now go enjoy them. I know a lot of people like my own pigeons always sound intuition and stuff, but I'll let you guys be the judge of it in this episode. So what was I saying? What's the idea talk? Anyways, I'm talking about gratitude. What does it mean to you? For me, this is no Oxford Dictionary definition, but it's just the basic definition that we all know based off of the fact that when you hear gratitude or you hear certain words, a definition just pops up in your head, except it's a word that you've never heard before and you don't know the definition. But that's not why we're here. For me, gratitude means being appreciative, being thankful. And my pastor always says, if you can think, you can thank. So for me, the first time I heard that statement, I didn't paint a picture. I just said, oh, if you can think, you can think, of course. Like, I took it for literal meaning. But one day, I just sat down and I was like, if you can think, you can think. So if you can think about your situation, if you can think about your environment, if you can think about every situation that you have been in, that you came out of, even the challenges that you have, if you can think about it, you'll be grateful, because it is when you're alive that you can have challenges. It's when you're alive that somebody can save you breakfast. So even in that situation, it is okay. It is okay. It's not until the big things happen, until you're at the happiest space in your life, before you can be thankful. And that's something I want everyone to like take away from this episode. Even if this is the only thing you take away from the episode, is if you can think, you can thank. So I want us to be grateful for the little things. I want us to be grateful for the big things. And I just want us to be grateful in general. So today's episode is going to be in three bits or three parts, which is I'm going to talk about the year 2021. I'm also going to tell you the lessons that I learned. And I got a couple of my friends to, you know, share with us what they're grateful for this year. And I know you guys are going to love it. Ah, the year 2021. I'm just going to summarize what this year was for me. It was growth. I learned a lot about myself. Yes, I learned about myself a lot. And this stems from the fact that when I started the podcast during the pandemic, I thought that, you know, I just wanted something to just help with the boredom, and I used to listen to a pot of. I used to listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't know why Chinelo is on my mind. I said Chinwe is on my mind. You know, I used to listen to a lot of podcasts, so I knew that, okay, this was something I wanted to do. And when I started, I was always this shy person, you know? So for me, this year was about breaking out of that shyness. It was about, you know, just breaking forth and just being myself. I learned to accept to be called a content creator this year. Mm-hmm. I learned it was okay to be called a content creator, not necessarily from being a podcaster, but from the videos that I create. You know, that's the reason why I accepted it, that, okay, you've been creating content. You can call yourself this name now. So 2021 for me was mostly about growth. I learned a lot about myself. I learned how to, still a work in progress, by the way, learned how to manage my anger better. I learned how to accept rejection. 2021, you know, for me, it was about accepting that there are also people that you don't like, right? That like you, and it's okay for you to reject them. So it's also okay for you to be rejected in that sense, and just accept it and not fight it. Normally, I like to struggle for, not necessarily struggle, maybe that's not the right word, but I like to, you know, fight for things in that sense, not necessarily violence. I don't choose violence, guys. I'm a peace-loving person. But what I'm saying is, I believe in, maybe it's too much romance that I watch sometimes, fight for your love. But I've learned that it's okay. Don't be in people's faces like that. You know, that was what 2021 was for me. It was just a year of self-reflection. It was like 2021 for me was that mirror that I had to stand in front of to assess myself, like, oh, is this okay? Is this okay? So, and I love the feedback that I got from the mirror, which is, there are so many things that you need to work on, but there are also so many ways and so many things that you're trying to be better at. You know, I was more intentional about the podcast, even though, like, consistency because of work, but sometimes that's not an excuse, Sha, but because of work mostly, and I couldn't be as consistent as I should have been with the pod. But it also taught me about being intentional about friendships, about relationships, about even the food you want to eat. Be intentional about going out. In everything, there has to be intentionality. You have to be intentional about what you want to do for the day, your to-do list, that you're going to achieve it, you know? And like I said, the mirror showed a lot of places where I was doing okay, and it showed a lot of places where I wasn't doing okay. So there was reflection, there was growth. There was also falling in love with videos. I know when I said falling in love, some people were just waiting. Their ears were tingling like Spider-Man said. Fall in love with creating videos. I just love it. I love making videos. It makes me happy. I started to help people make their videos. It was just really good. You know, creatively, is that a word? Somebody check it out for me. See me for me, like I have more than myself here. But you get what I'm saying? Like, creatively, I blossomed. I would say that I blossomed creatively, you know, like a baby flower, and the creativity was just the water that was being poured, the effort, everything, and the flower started to blossom. So when people watch my videos and they comment and they're like, this, that, I'm like, little old Justina, little old me, do you know what you're saying? But it's been good. Of course, yeah, I had ups and downs. I cried a lot, mostly because, I mean, liking someone and they don't like you back kind of hurts. I cried a lot for that. I don't know. I didn't cry for sensible things in that sense, but I cried a lot for that because it really hurt me a lot. I'm grateful that small, we're getting over it because I love love. I'm a lover of love. So when that didn't, you know, pan out the way I wanted it, was it a relationship? Before people would think there was one relationship somewhere. No, it just didn't pan out the way I wanted. And it kind of hurt. It kind of sucked. But we move, right? So I'm going to talk about, that was 2021. It was a year of growth. It was a year of reflection. It was a year of growing creatively. I blossomed and I loved it. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for all of that, because it wouldn't have been possible without him, right? I'm grateful for 2021. And I'm going to go right into the lessons I learned this year. I learned it's okay to ask for help. Number one, Justina, ask for help. It's okay. It doesn't make you any less of a human being. It doesn't make you not know what you're doing. It just makes you a human being who needs to collaborate, who needs help, right? And I was grateful. I asked someone recently for help and I was better off for it because it made my content creation, it made it easier. I didn't have to stress myself using the old method, and I was grateful for the fact that I listened and I was able to, you know, use it, and the video was better off for it. So it's okay. Ask for help. The second thing I learned this year was it's okay to be confident, but don't come off as being rude. When I started the podcast, like I said, I don't know if I said, but I think I said that I used to be very shy. I like to be at the back. I still like to be at the back of the crowd. I don't like to be in front of the camera in that sense. It's very funny because I make videos, right? So I started to gain confidence because people are like, oh, the energy queen did this, you know, you're making videos and people are actually listening to you. So it kind of brings this confidence that if you're not careful, you'll not have sense. And I was borderline getting there where it seems like pride wanted to enter. And I'm grateful to God that I was able to be drawn back, like, have sense. Girl, you can't be rude because you're gaining confidence. Have some small brain inside your head, you know. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I learned that lesson and I learned it on time before I go and mess up myself. I said this already. I learned I was a content creator. Because I was making reels. Hello. I learned it. Number four, I learned. This is very important for anybody that is listening. Serve breakfast, about to serve breakfast, intending breakfast servers, and so on and so forth. It's okay for a guy not to reciprocate the feelings you have. It's okay for a girl not to reciprocate the feelings. It's not by force. You carry a gun to their head and hold it and say, oh yeah, I feel what I'm feeling. I don't get it. Are you going to hold a gun to the person's head? No. So it's okay. They don't like you. They don't like you. Move on. It's hard. I'm not even going to lie. I was totally just going to give you guys like a motivational line. But it's hard. But the thing is, as long as you know die, hope still there now, right? So it's okay. Let it go. Let it go. But yeah, it's still a work in progress. It's painful. It hurts. It sucks. But let it go. The next thing I learned is being comfortable in my skin. I used to think I was very fat. I'm not even going to lie. I did this episode in season 2 where I think embracing my insecurities or something like that. How can you not remember the title of your own episode, Justina? Justina. Anyways, I learned that I'm comfortable in my skin. Girl, I learned that it is okay to love yourself the way you are. If you want to go to the gym, fine. If you want to do anything to make yourself feel better, fine. Of course, live a healthy life. I'm not saying don't be healthy. I'm just saying be comfortable in your skin. Love your skin. Black, yellow, whatever color you happen to be, love yourself. Just love yourself. I'm going to end it at that. Love yourself. I don't have to be skinny for anybody to find me attractive. That's the point. I also learned that you can have a spec, but a man with sense is more important. I learned it this year. Like, people used to make fun of me because, like, some years back, I used to like people that have muscle. I think it came from years of always watching wrestling. So I just identified what I was seeing, which is also vision. That's why you have to put what you want to see. You know, if you put something in front of you that you, like, something in front of you, and that's what you always see. I mean, your mind is going to, the way the mind works is, your mind is going to twist and just be seeing, like, that's what you're going to want, basically. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about Seth Rollins' chest now, and I'm rambling. But, and somebody's that dear. But, my point is, it's okay to have a spec. But does your spec have sense? Very important. I learned that this year. That's all I'm going to say on that. On that one, no. I learned to focus more on God, you know. I learned to just do the things that he wants. Full stop. I'm going to leave that there. What are the things I am grateful for this year? I'm grateful for a lot of things. Super grateful. So my gratitude list comprises of a lot of things, like, obviously. But the first on my list is life, because without life, what's, like, how am I going to get the other things on my list, right? So I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful to God for life. I'm grateful for rejections. This might sound a bit weird, but I'm grateful for rejections. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for my local assembly, Global Impact Church. The church has been a blessing to me. I'm grateful for my lead pastors, Pastors Yemi and Bimbo David. I'm so grateful for their leadership. I'm grateful for shooting my shot. And when I say shooting my shot, I don't mean romance. I mean career-oriented shooting or shot. And what do I mean by this? So I've always liked this particular podcast, right? And my pastor was always saying that, what's the worst thing that can happen? She means no, no. So I asked, hey, I like your podcast and I want to be on your podcast. And I got to be on the podcast. So what am I saying? Even though this was my gratitude list. When you want something, sometimes the only thing standing between you and that thing you want is you asking, is you shooting your shot. Simple. That's the only thing. And now I feel like I'm preaching. But I'll say it again. The only thing standing, I'm enjoying this a little too much. The only thing standing between you and what you want is you asking most of the time. So just ask. Send that letter. You want someone to be on your podcast. Ask them. You want to be on someone's podcast. Ask them. What's the worst that will happen? They'll say no. And what's the best thing that will happen? They'll say, okay, come and be on the podcast. Or come and be on the show. Or come and be on this panel. I mean, just ask. That's something I learned. Ask. So I'm grateful for the ability to shoot my shots. I'm grateful for the opportunities presented in podcasting, reels. I'm grateful for InShots. If you don't get it, forget about it. I'm grateful for my friends. Oh my God. I'm grateful for people who encourage my creativity. I'm super grateful for my listeners. I'm grateful for the ability to tell stories. Like, I never knew that I could tell a story until this year. I like to read to the kids in class. I like to, you know, add a little bit of life to the characters when I'm reading the stories and giving the characters different voices. And when I did Mufti and the kind of reviews that I got from people that listen to Mufti, I knew that, okay, maybe I found my calling. And of course, if you find your calling, doesn't mean that you're not going to learn to hone your skills, right? So I'm grateful for the ability to learn, to discover that I can tell a good story. So these are things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for 2021, the challenges. I'm grateful for the relationship I have with God. I'm grateful for my microphone. I'm grateful for the little things. I'm grateful for the big things. And I'll just end it with this. Gratitude isn't always about the big things. It's understanding that even in the little, we should have an attitude of thanksgiving and not a sense of entitlement. Like, oh yeah, I deserve this, so why should I be thankful? I'm smart, so why should I be thankful that I could figure this out by myself? We should have an attitude of thanksgiving and not a sense of entitlement.
What I'm grateful for 2021. I'm grateful for a lot of things, really, that I'm so overwhelmed to count. But majorly, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful for growth. This year met me and kind of stretched me in ways that I didn't know I was capable of stretching. And I experienced growth in the major areas of my life where I needed it. And I'm glad that I was alive to experience it as well. I'm grateful for the love of family and friends. Like this year, I experienced the joy and closeness of family and friendship. I don't know, maybe it was a spillover from the 2020 pandemic, you know, realization that we are all we've got. But yes, I experienced love from my friendship and family. And yeah, I'm grateful also that I was able to impact the lives of most people around me. I mean, I was able to give back in ways that I was able to, on the ways I could, and I'm glad that I was able to be of service to others. So yeah, those are the things I'm grateful for.
Yo, what up, what up? It's Naz from the Backyard Bands podcast. What I'm grateful for this year. Honestly, first of all, I'm grateful for life. You know, it used to sound very cliche to me before, but the past 2 years has really made me understand, you know, how important life is. You know, COVID has taken a lot of lives. Not just COVID, you know, bare people passed away, you know, cancer, whatever it is, you know. So I'm just grateful for life, to be alive and kicking it. Grateful for good friends, you know. Grateful for the Backyard Dance podcast, the growth, you know. Grateful for my career. Grateful for my family. Yeah, just grateful for the little things. This period, you don't have to find too many things to be grateful for. Just the little things. Things that, funny enough, I actually didn't really take serious. I used to take them for granted before. This period, the past years, has really, really made me understand that, bro, these little things really, really do matter. They count. So, yeah, man, that's it. Looking forward to next year. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting the podcast. Shout out to all of you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you all, man.
Hi, Justina. Thank you for this opportunity to feature on your podcast. I feel very flattered. Yeah. So, things that I'm grateful for in 2021, so much, so much. I wrote my Thanksgiving list some weeks ago, and I mean, as I was writing, I kept, you know, I was just in so much awe. I was very, very happy. This is the year that I wanted. This is the year that I prayed for, and I got it. And I'm so grateful to God for that. I am thankful for my family, of course. My family increased this year. There were, you know, 2 weddings this year. There were additions, you know, children and all that. I'm grateful for my health. I wasn't so sick this year. It was, you know, malaria here and there, but I was fine. I'm grateful for even the relationships that I lost. Friends that, you know, well, people that I thought were friends that I lost, oh well, gone. And I'm grateful for the friends that I still have. We still love each other. We are still, you know, caring and looking out for each other. I'm grateful for my, you know, almost everybody in my life, almost everything in my life is, you know, worth celebrating. So yeah, I'm very grateful for the things that I do, my podcast, my job, my writing, everything that I do. I'm just grateful that everything is working out well and I'm getting better at it as the days go by. I'm very grateful for my relationship. I'm grateful for my husband, for my family, for everybody. Every single thing in my life is worth celebrating. So I'm very, very grateful for that. And I look forward to 2022. I mean, I had such a great year. I know it can only get better. I mean, that's what the Bible tells me, and I believe it. So I know that 2022 will be so much better. We'll be filled with so much more good news and, you know, just tangible testimonies that I cannot wait to share with you and with the whole world. So yeah, I'm grateful for everything that happened this year, the highs, the lows. Everything was a lesson. Everything was a blessing to me. And I'm grateful to God, and I look forward to 2022. Thank you so much.
I think what I'm really grateful for this year is life, basically. Despite everything that happened this year, despite the pandemic, COVID-19 and everything, I'm still here. My family is still here. My friends are still here. And I'm just so happy and grateful for that. I know it's been a really hard year, very tough year, I must say. But like they say, when there's life, there's hope. So yes, I'm grateful to be alive. So yeah.
What am I grateful for? So I'm grateful for life, for a sound mind, for my family, for my friends, for my job, for Christ that he came, he died, for the opportunity to be called the Son of God and be reconciled unto God, for Nigeria, things are not working, but still, like, still my home. I'm just grateful for everything, for the hair I breathe, that every day the sun rises. I know that there's an opportunity to make it in life, you know. I'm grateful for everything, for my friends, my colleagues, my fellowship, my church, the body of Christ, you know, for the opportunity to touch lives and help people become better at what they do.
For this year, I am super thankful to God for my family, for his protection, his preservation, his mercies, his provisions over our lives day in, day out. I'm thankful for the privilege to work, to earn money, and to be able to pay my bills, for the various opportunities he brought my way to serve. I am thankful. And most importantly, I am thankful for the relationship that I have with him. Day in, day out, he keeps reminding me that he is my true father and I am his beloved daughter.
I am grateful for the fact that I did not lose anybody this year. I had no reason to mourn or to grieve. Yeah. For that, I'm very grateful. So, yeah, whoever the powers may be, thank you. I appreciate that.
I hope you enjoyed listening to my friend's gratitude list. And if you want, you should actually, not just if you want, it's always important to have a Thanksgiving list, a gratitude list. You know, just write down what you're thankful for. And it's always amazing. By the time you go through it, like Adeso has said, you find out that, wow, it's been good. You know, it's been a good year. Or I'm just grateful for these things that I can scribble down or I can write down. I just want to say a big thank you to Adesua, Felix, Ugochukwu, Laide, Dupe, Nazar, Pishon, Rita. Thank you so much for lending your voice to this. I appreciate you guys so much and I love you. Thank you. The bells have stopped jingling. The days of dirty December are becoming clean January in a bit. What are you thankful for? Why did I do that? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm so grateful for everyone who listens week in and week out. I have a special announcement before I blow you guys kisses and I wish you a lovely, lovely new year. So moving forward for season 3, the podcast next year, it's going to be 10 episodes moving forward, quality over quantity, right? So that I'm able to be more consistent. It's going to be 10 episodes every season now. And I still haven't decided if it's going to be twice a month or how that's going to work. But that's where my mind is at right now. And I'll be back in February by God's grace. I don't have a particular date in mind now, but that's something I'm going to work on moving forward. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving me your attention every other Wednesday when I was releasing episodes. And I'm so grateful for everyone. I'm so, so, so grateful for being a part of this journey with me. And it's been a wild ride. It's been great. It's been good. And 2021 has been that year, like I said earlier. And I look forward to more magic next year and the years ahead. So I just want to wish everyone peace, love, and light. Don't forget to keep creating beautiful memories. Share Fanta juice with your loved ones. I don't know why I said that, but it just came to my head. Share with your loved ones. And what else? I wish you a happy new year in advance. Stay safe. Be good. See you next year. Bye, guys. Bye.